This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and just in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved in the conversation, being involved in the process. You know, don't be one of them. And you know what I mean by that. Please don't be one of them. Okay, don't just spew the party line. Just don't spew what you're being fed. Do a little homework. I mean, right now they're just spewing like crazy that Trump, this is about Trump. This is Trump's fault. Trump did something because, you know, he couldn't allow him to speak. I'm thinking, oh my God, are you people brain dead or what? You know? And I can't wait till some of this more and more and more of this stuff comes to the surface. Yeah, you know, they're going to deny all of it. Right, all of them. There's no way that any of this, you know, again, nothing that they find in Epstein's home or businesses or anywhere else will mysteriously have any name on it that has to do with anybody else other than Trump. Now, you know that's already going to happen, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. There's so much good stuff, I don't even know what to pick from. Like I said, David Horowitz is going to join us after the first break. Greg Jarrett says that the FBI, they were running a counterintelligence operation against Trump. I mean, and again, you'll never hear this on any other station other than Fox and a few minor outlets. But I mean, really, seriously, President Trump was being wiretapped, followed. They were digging in it. Way back then, they were digging in his finances and other things. And the new documents that have been put out confirm that Comey was running a secret and corrupt counterintelligence operation against the Trump campaign all through the summer of 2016. Right? And he repeatedly deceiving the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court in order to get wiretaps against Trump. See, I think if you catch him, he is the highest law enforcement official on the planet. I think if you catch him in one lie, he goes to jail. Because when it comes to Congress, who he's supposed to report to, or they're supposed to report to, there's no lying. There's no lying to Congress. I mean, not that people don't do it. But they need to pay the ultimate price. This comes out of the conversations and the interview with Orr. Right? Both the FBI and the DOJ were warned repeatedly by Orr that expert spy Christopher Steele was, the investigation was biased. It was started off to find stuff against Trump. He didn't trip over anything. Right? And it was well known from within the department with the higher ups that dossier was useless, had no real credibility. And they still stand behind it today, or some do. The FBI and DOJ ignored the warnings of bias and concealed it from the FISA judge. They never even told the judge how it came about, who was paying for it. I mean, what did you get to hide, right? Isn't that what they say about Trump and his tax return? What are you going to hide? The court was never told that Orr's wife helped cultivate some of the research used against Trump. Right? So you got people on the team, people in the closer Justice Department, trying to keep working against keeping a guy from becoming president. Right? And they kept relying on this one dossier for months and months and months to keep the investigation going. And apparent fraud was perpetrated on the court, not once, but four times. Oh, God. See, if I was that judge, just for prideful reasons, I'd yank their butts in there. Somebody is going to jail, and even if it's temporary, right? 60, 90, 120 days, whatever it is. I'd have a dartboard on the wall, you know, 30, 60, 90, 120. I'd just throw the dart from the bench. Wherever it landed is what you got. He's that simple for me. Anyway, you know, this guy lied to us so many times, over and over and over and over and over again. And we allowed that to happen. Right? I say we because we did. We allowed it to happen. And we didn't allow it to happen because we finally voted for Trump and got things rolling. It's been years since we really sat down. Now, some of you have been working every year. I get that, to elect the right person. But it's been years. Some of us have just been sitting there. Not me. And not really doing it. I mean, you're on Facebook and you're doing that. Oh, I got him. Oh, look what he said. I got him. Yeah, that doesn't help. Doesn't do anything. Makes you feel better. Kimberly and I were talking about that during the break. You know, some people will tell us, why do you go in there and fight with those people? You're not going to change their minds. You go, I don't care. I'm not trying to change their mind. I'm trying to poke them. I'm trying to irritate them, and sometimes you irritate somebody to the point where you get them to turn because they start to see how ridiculous what they think or what they've been fed, what they taught is. Really that simple. And I can't wait to see all the sourpusses when the California law ends up in front of the Supreme Court and they say, no, you can't just keep a president off the ballot. Doesn't work that way. And this isn't even like the primary thing. This is going to be all the way through the general with these people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You want to go ahead, get your coffee, heat it up, do whatever you do for your drink. Come on back. Well, don't drink too much of the heavy stuff. You won't be able to get it. I mean, seriously. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Horowitz joins me with his new book and some real insight. From the day he was born. I mean, pretty bright guy. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. That's like I was trying to do two things at once. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being engaged, being involved. It is a big deal. But we know what's a bigger deal is my next guest. I think you're all waiting for him, and I think you've always enjoyed him while I've had him on in the past. Well, I love when I have this guy on. David Horowitz joins me. He's the best-selling author of political and autobiographical works on life, love, and morality. His many books include the classic Radical Son, a memoir of his communist childhood, youthful, you know, I'm just going to bring him on. I can read all this to you in the third segment. David, my favorite saying of yours is that you're a red diaper baby, and everybody loves that term, and they get it, and they figure it out pretty quick. Thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. So your new book, Morality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time, A Political Warrior's Moving Last Chapter. Now, during the break, I said to you, my God, do you know something we don't? You have to be around to help us fight for the next 20 years. What's the book about? And then we'll get into details.
I planned writing about that, but it's not the same as committing Harry Curie.
go ahead.
It's the fact of our lives that shapes everything we do. We know that there's an end coming, but we don't really, we don't know where we came from, and we don't actually know where we're going. A lot of people believe that there's an afterlife, and there's no way to disprove that there's no afterlife. And the same thing with religions that believe in a divinity and atheism. They're both faiths. You can't know whether God exists or not, and you can't know whether there's a next life where this life will be sorted out. It remains a mystery. And people have what seems like an innate need to feel that their lives mean something, that we're not just, as the Kansas song goes, dust in the wind, that our lives are meaningless and will be forgotten and so forth. So you can take two attitudes towards that. One is, and that's the way of, for example, the Judeo-Christian faith, that now we see through a glass darkly, but only then face to face. That is, only after we die do we get to meet our Maker. And that is, in my view, a worthy belief, because it humbles you. You know that the world is bigger and more complex than any human being could ever understand. In my book, this book, Mortality and Faith, I deal a lot with the Russian writer Dostoevsky. Dostoevsky had a character who kind of represented him, who said, we have three-dimensional minds, but we live in a four-dimensional universe. In any case, this rightly understood, this kind of faith prevents you from thinking you can change the world or change the conditions of our life in a profound way. You really can't. That doesn't mean that, Christians haven't gone on crusades or anything like that. Mm-hmm. People can misuse religion where they misuse everything else. There's another attitude you can take, and that is that you can believe that you can act as gods and actually change the world. These are the really dangerous people, and you see them every time there's a Democratic Party debate among the 2020 candidates. You see people who have, a very incomplete grasp even of how the economy works, or how people work. And they're talking about spending, what is it, $100 trillion or something like that, instituting martial law, because that's, whenever you ask the Green New Deal people how they're going to fund this, how they're going to get rid of 267 million gasoline cars in 10 years without instituting a, well, nobody asks them this kind of question. You can't do it without instituting a police state. But when they're asked, they say, oh, like World War II mobilization. So, okay, so what Elizabeth Warren and Cortez and all these morons want for us is military rule. And, you know, they talk about World War II mobilization. Well, didn't we put 120,000 Japanese in internment camps? Is that the way we want to live? I mean, they're communists. I hate it when people call them socialists or democratic socialists, which is an oxymoron. They're communists, and what they will reap, from sowing this wind is a whirlwind of slaughter.
Yeah.
My book, Mortality of Faith, I have to say it's not a philosophic, and it's got this kind of philosophy in it. But these are other things I've thought about. But it's a book that has, you know, my romance with my wife. I lost a daughter, and I think there's solace for people who've lost loved ones in my reflections on that. And on. I mean,
this is your thoughts and observations throughout your whole life at this point.
Exactly right. It's, you know, whatever wisdom I've gained is in this book. Yeah. I think people will find there are lots of moving passages in the book, and it's my most lyrical writing.
You know, David, he is always, I love having him on with me because he's always full of information. I mean, think about how he grew up. Think about what he had going on in his life at a very early. We're going to talk about that in the next two segments coming up. But if you think about all the wonderful things that all the negative things that went through his life, that went on with him, and he was still able to rise above. Right, he was still able to turn out to be the person he is today, almost 80 years old, and he ain't slowing down. And he says he is, but he ain't slowing down anytime soon. Joe Bucci, your host, be back in a few minutes. More with David Horowitz after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We are learning brand new details surrounding the apparent suicide of accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. The New York Post reporting he hung himself with a bed sheet from a bunk bed at the federal holding facility in New York City, even though inmates in this area are supposed to have paper-like sheets and not cloth ones. U.S. Attorney Bill Barr, speaking at a police convention in New Orleans, says his office will get to the bottom of what happened and that Epstein should have been checked on by guards every 30 minutes. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
Barr says the investigation of Jeffrey Epstein will continue.
The FBI and the Office of Inspector General are doing just that. We will get to the bottom of what happened.
Barr also says there's some serious irregularities at the federal facility that held Epstein in New York.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Here we're back. You listen to The Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it, because I loved having this guy on. I mean, really, you know what? Started off hardcore lefty over the years. He saw reality. He saw what he really should be. And truly, truly, who cares about the people?
If you're just joining us, David Horowitz, I've got him on the line with me. He's a best-selling author of political and autobiographical works on life, love, and morality. His many books include The Classic Radical Son, a memoir of his communist childhood, youthful radicalism, and intellectual journey in the Middle Ages to the other side of political spectrum, and numerous works of political analysis. David, so thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate your time. You have seen a lot of things. You know, some of my, I'll call them my more seasoned friends that I've talked to over the years, you know, men, mostly men that have been involved that, you know, were in World War II and, you know, come back to this country, and a lot of them today have said this is, it's not that they're afraid, because they're not men usually are afraid of anything, but they said, man, we've seen this country go in such a direction. It's not the direction we fought for. And you grew up in a pure communist household, right?
My parents were card-carrying communists. Exactly right. Yeah. And my relationship with my father is something I write about. And I learned from him, you know, the problems with this outlook. My father was a weak man, but being a communist made him strong. You know, I mean, look at Cortez. I mean, you know, if you met her, this is not a very bright person. She's very arrogant, since despite her obvious lack of ability to.
She speaks with such authority, though, David.
Exactly. It's the area. Well, but you see, it takes little people, mediocre people, and makes them strong and brilliant, because they have this ready-made formula for, you know, fixing all our problems. And I saw what it did to my father. I mean, my father, He was a very depressed person, except when he was arguing, you know, politics, which took place over the breakfast table, the lunch, whatever, dinner. That was my life as a young man. all my fights when I was, you know, in junior high school with that to Russia. And we would get into a fist fight over that. I think of that because, you know, Trump got into trouble for telling Ilhan Omar and the other members of the Hateful Four to go back where they came from and fix the problems there before they tell us, the rest of us,
you know,
how to live.
My grandparents were family, yeah. and I remember when, you know, somebody would complain and some of the women would complain about this country and what have you. My grandfather would say, well, just go back to Italy. Just go back. And I'm thinking, and I asked somebody the other day, I said, did that make him a racist? I mean, based on what you said about...
This is the real problem. I mean, I've written a lot about this in my book, Mortality and Faith. Leftism, progressivism, social justice nonsense, that's a crypto-religion. These people are fanatics. Their beliefs are religious. You can't confront them with the facts. The facts go right, you know, in one ear and out the other. I mean, the percentage of lies by the Democratic candidates is quite astounding. That's because they think that they're on a mission to save the world. So, and they think they can create this paradise where they will eliminate all the things that bother them, racism, sexism, all the... Well, actually, they're not bothered by racism, since all of them are anti-white racists. I mean, you know, I Tucker Carlson got tired of asking his left-wing so-called... I hate calling them liberals because they're vindictive bigots. But his left-wing guests, you know... how can you condemn people on the color of their skin, man? Because they were condemning white people.
Right.
Boy. Well, and of course they don't even understand the question. But this is what you get. I mean, people who are concerned, this is the worst political atmosphere, that I've ever seen. You know, I'm 80 years old now, so I've seen a lot in this country. It's the depths. It's terrible. It's so dark. But these people are on a mission for their God, which is history. And they think they could overnight, or is it 10 years, change everything. Who in his right mind would think that you could confiscate 200 and I looked this up on the internet, so I know wherever I speak. There are 268 million automobiles, and I think there's a billion electric cars, but they actually don't want electric cars. They want you to ride, you know, the subway or the...
Right, yeah,
they want mass transportation. Now, if you think about the automobile for a second, first of all, people are very attached to their cars.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, unless you're very rich, a car is a big investment in your budget. And people like the freedom of being able to get in their car, as opposed to, I don't know, a bus that'll take them to the train station. and yet within 10 years, they want to eliminate all cars. Now, who could even have such an idea without immediately thinking this is going to be war, which is probably why they want to take away everybody's guns.
Well, I tell you what I find it really interesting is even when she was pushing the Green Deal and, you know, AOC, I hate to say her name most of the time, but when she was pushing that Green Deal and talking about what the changes to the buildings and the changes to not using the fossil fuels, a lot of her compadres got behind her. But not one of them said, you know, it's a really great idea to go green, but we have a lot of challenges with that. We need to work on it. None of them said that. They go, yeah, we're going to push this. We're going to make this happen. I'm thinking, what are you drinking out of the same glass she's drinking out of?
Well, this is because they're religious fanatics.
This is your religion. You're right.
Yes. Try, you know, take these Muslim jihadists who, you know, want to kill infidels, any, you know, any infidel, and purify the earth for Allah. You think you can reason with them? Well, you know, the Democrats have the same mentality. These, not all of them. There was that guy, what was his name, Mulroney?
Right.
Who wanted to do something practical. What's he getting, 1% of support? it's really, I have to say, I mean, it's scary.
David.
That people as stupid as Beto O'Rourke. And it's racist and it's anti-American.
But think about
and,
how
and
much they love that guy in Texas. Remember all the money he got? To run? I mean, he almost...
Well, he got it from... But wait. He got it from Hollywood.
Okay.
That's where the money came from, Hollywood. And Hollywood actors tend to be abused children with very serious psychological problems. Actors...
Yeah, they...
Let me give you an example.
Well, give me the example after the break. Example after the break, so I don't have to interrupt you. So we'll go for that. We'll come right back. Hold on.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, you got to go grab some of his books. Go over to Amazon, and you just start typing his name. You're going to see what's there. And you know, somebody was telling me today, we don't read anymore. I mean, some of you do. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to paint everybody like that, but some of you do, but we don't read anymore. That's why these it's so hard to sell. These bookstores go under, and the only one really there is Amazon, and there's a lot of reasons behind it. Not only is it cheap, but heck, you can return the book. It's just a no-brainer. And I've got friends of mine that still won't buy from Amazon because, you know, they want to turn a page. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break. You don't want to miss it, really.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. You can only see what I see half the time. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for supporting and I hope enjoying the show. A lot more coming up with David Horowitz. I mean, for all intents and purposes, I had such a good time with the guy. Really, seriously. Very much enjoyed his company. Let's hear more from him.
Yeah, we are back with a guest I always love to have on. David Horowitz joins me. He's a best-selling author and political and autobiographical... David Horowitz joins me. He's the best-selling author of political and autobiographical works on life. His new book, Morality and Faith, Reflections on a Journey Through Time. David, thanks for being with me. We were talking about the issues and the problems some of the Hollywoodites have, and you're going to go down the road.
The people who supported this moron, he's really a basket case.
Yes,
it's what he is. He really needs a lot of therapy.
Yeah.
But, you know, actors, they're people who inhabit other, they get other identities.
Yeah.
I never forget, I read an interview with a really good actor, Joaquin Phoenix, who was playing Johnny Cash. And, of course, they inhabit their character, in their daily life. Preparing for doing it on screen. And he said something like, for 8 months, I did Johnny Cash. And And now it's over. And I have to figure out who I'm going to be next. Most of us kind of know who we are. But Henry Fonda's wife, when Jane was 13, I don't remember how much older Peter is, their mother went into the bathroom and slipped the note out from under the door, which the maid picked up. And the note said, please clean up the mess inside. And when the maid went inside, their mother had slit her throat from ear to ear and committed suicide.
Oh.
Henry Fonda was at Mr. Roberts on Broadway at the time. And he went on stage that night. And he was quoted as saying, the only time I feel real is when I'm on stage. So you could see how a person with a mentality like that could support Beto O'Rourke. But I don't see how any sane person could.
I always joke that, you know, why do we listen to these people? They lie for a living. They live other people's lives out. They take on the characteristics of those people, as you just put it.
And you can't correct them. I mean, this famous lie about Trump, that he said neo-Nazis were fine people when he actually condemned them, is repeated. I mean, I almost, like, on a daily basis, O'Rourke is one of the people who do that.
Yeah.
It's just, but anyway, I think my book, Mortality and Faith, has the insights that I've gained through a life that, where I spent a lot of it in the left because I was brought up by communists, and then fighting the left. It's pretty profound insights into the radical mentality that is actually threatening to destroy our country as we speak.
Well, it's interesting. Again, you grow up in a communist environment, which I think 100% of the time is usually godless, or they are the gods, they are the ultimate.
Yeah, no, my father looked at religion as superstition. He never set foot inside his synagogue.
And
all my friends got bar mitzvahed, but not me. But when it came to the end of his life, my mother had to bury him in the Shea funeral hall. These were Irish Catholics. My father hated them because they were conservatives and anti-communists. But that's who buried him.
For a communist, the ultimate insult, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So you've made these changes throughout your life, and you've looked around, and now you're actually talking about there may be an ultimate force, there may be an ultimate power. That is just sacrilegious in the communist world.
Well, I'm an agnostic. I don't know. I mean, I recognize that to have answers, like there is a God or there is no God, you can only have that by faith. And I believe you have to be touched by faith. You can't, it can't be an intellectual process. It has to be done from the heart.
Right.
And I've never had that kind of experience. But I have a lot of respect for religious people because I think Genesis is really the most profound. Insight provides the most profound insights into our current condition. Of course, in Genesis, Adam and Eve they were born into paradise,
mm-hmm.
much better than the Green New Deal, where you didn't die, you didn't have pain in childbirth, the fruit fell from the trees. But there was one condition of staying in paradise.
Right.
And that was you could not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which means you could not want to do evil. And, of course, they did. And that's the problem. That's why the Cortezes of the world are such dangerous people. Because human beings, the source of all of our problems. I don't call it whatever you want, racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, criminality. The source of those problems is us. And every human being is an impulse to do evil. Everybody, lying is a great evil. But it also is, you know, it makes social situations easier. You tell a fib or what have you. But actually, Martin Buber wrote a book calling evil, lying, the source of all evil.
Our founding fathers knew we could easily blow it. You know, I always say that the reason they put some of the safeguards in place was because they knew how easy we could make it go sideways. They
but this
that.
Is the big...
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, they knew men are evil by nature, you know what I mean? And if they didn't have the right guidelines in place,
human
they would screw
beings,
it up.
Look, it's a... Human beings are prone to evil. And they're selfish, self-centered. They lie, cheat, steal. And that's the big struggle, is to civilize and take moral people out of the raw element, which is animal-like. Oh, it's worse than animals. You know, if you look at these reality shows, they have all these crime shows. It's you know, it's so depressing to see what people are capable of, especially vis-a-vis children. It's just terrible. So that's why you have religion. That's why we, you know, have to have a framework such as the founders created. The design of the founding is to moderate people and make them compromise with people they disagree with. And that's the problem. The Democratic Party is no longer an American party. If you disagree with a Democrat, you're a racist. You're condemned. They can't even, you know, look at, they say, you know, Trump supporters are anti-immigrant. There's a million immigrants a year who come in legally under Trump. He's not anti-immigrant, but every Democrat will call him anti-immigrant.
Yep.
And then the wannabe immigrants who are crashing our borders, invading our country, that's the accurate term for what they're doing, coming here illegally, since they are from South America and they have brown skin, then anybody who supports actual borders, for example, borders like Mexico has, or Guatemala, or Honduras, anybody who supports that and supports Trump is a racist.
Yeah, amazing.
But this is so un-American. You can't have a party driven by racist attitudes like the Democratic Party is, that demonizes its opponents the way the Democratic Party does.
You got 20 people up there that are telling us why Trump is bad, why conservatives are bad, why walls are bad, but not what they're actually going to do. But we know that. Hey, we're up against the time. Where can I get the book right now?
This book, Mortality and Faith, A Journey Through Time, is Reflections on a Journey Through Time, is available through, of course, Amazon. You can get it at frontpagemagazine.com. You can get it at Barnes & Noble's. It should be everywhere.
Good. Yeah.
The small bookstores tend to be run by leftists, and they tend to be.
Yeah. Hi, Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You know, I appreciate the time you guys spend with us so much. We'll be back in just a little bit. You'll see the real side.